this topic of discussion that's really the hot one in the room at the moment, the idea of using superannuation to buy a home. The industry minister, Christopher Pyne, he's put his 2 cents worth today. He's indicated he doesn't support the idea. That's at odds with former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who told me yesterday he supports the proposal in principle. And there's a whole list of ministers and MPs who've weighed into this debate publicly. But one MP has caught my eye, and she is not a member of the Liberal Party or the National Party. The MP is the Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young. Sarah Hanson-Young has tweeted, making young people spend retirement savings to afford property investors inflated house prices is stupid. More blame shifting from the baby boomers. What the hell is she talking about? Let me read it again. Making young people spend retirement savings to afford property investors inflated house prices is stupid. More blame shifting from baby boomers. So let's break it down. First of all, Sarah, I'd hate for simple facts to get in the way of a social media spray, but no one is making young people or anyone else spend their retirement savings. No one is making anyone do anything. What the federal government is talking about, Sarah, is voluntary. And you're not dopey enough, surely, not to know that. And the minute Sarah Hanson-Young made this comment, Twitter users were tearing her down straight away. Alex said, sorry, I wasn't aware that it would be compulsory. Well, she knows it's not compulsory. She knows nobody is making anyone raid their super, but she says it anyway. Let's go back to the comment. Making young people spend retirement savings to afford property investors inflated house prices is stupid. More blame shifting from baby boomers. Let's pick up the second part of that, or the last part of that. I can't quite work out what baby boomers have to do with this scenario, or why they're to blame for anything. Are the baby boomers to blame for saving money and investing wisely, trying to set up their future? Is that what you're saying, Sarah? Are they to blame for spending money on their family and putting a roof over their head for their children? Is that what they're to blame for, so that they've got somewhere to live? Are they to blame for the Sydney property market? Are the baby boomers somehow pulling the strings on the market forces that determine home prices in Sydney? Sarah is singling out baby boomers because she thinks that it's going to earn her brownie points with the people who vote for the Greens, which are predominantly younger voters. But yet again, people on Twitter saw right through it. Julian said, gee, you started well until you started blaming a whole generation. Jules says, 30 years ago I bought my first house, but mortgage affordability was 17.5%. Don't preach on an issue you've got no experience with. And Bazio said, brilliant. You just slapped the face of the most numerous Aussie demographic. Victoria said, baby boomer slurs achieve zero. It's just a dumb tweet from someone trying to score brownie points with younger voters. Sarah, if you want to score brownie points with younger voters, come up with constructive arguments on the housing affordability debate. There are a lot of people out there below the baby boomer generation who would like to access super to contribute to buying a home. They want a roof over their head. They don't want to rent forever. And Sarah, there are plenty of baby boomers out there who've put their head down and their bum up and worked hard and saved well to get into the housing market. Some might say that if younger generations adopted some of the baby boomer attitudes, they may be in a better position to buy a home too. Sarah Hanson-Young proving once again she's not the sharpest tool in the shed.